What's going on, everybody? Welcome to my podcast, Pretty Imperfections. I am your host, Von Shay Ogburn.
We talk about everything from relationships, motherhood, health and wellness, advice, you name it. This is our spot where we could talk about anything, pretty much.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to my podcast, Pretty Imperfections. I am your host, Von Shay Ogburn. People call me Ogbizzle, OG, Shay, Von, Von Shay. Basically, everything that they could possibly think of, people jack up my name. They call me Vonchi, Von Shay, everything but Von Shay. But my name is Von Shay, and I am your host. I'm really excited. I really apologize for the boom booms in the background because I guess they have fireworks going on, which are great for my podcast. Not really. So today I am just my first episode, and I think it's really funny for me because I feel like with podcasting, you really want to just be so professional and everything, but I'm so not. I am so not professional. Like, I don't have a whole breakdown. I aspire to eventually have it like that, to where I'm like, all good for you guys. I'm professional. I got the big breakdown and everything, but not today. So if you're listening at this point, I'm just going to say thank you, because I'm just going to go with the flow, like whatever floats my boat. But since you're here, I want to say, like, this is what my podcast is about. On this episode, I just want to talk a little bit more about myself for the people who are just now coming to this place. Some people who listen to this may or may not know me. If you know me, well, you're just a jump ahead of the curb. But if you don't know me, then this episode is for you to get to know me and where we're going to go on this journey with my podcast. I have, like, really cool ideas for it. But we can talk about that another day. But the main topics that I want to speak about on my podcast deal with a lot of women empowerment, the LGBTQ community, motherhood, relationships, and pretty much anything else I could think of. I'm a pretty free spirit. Like, I'm really open to discussions and different types of topics. So that and so much more kind of ordeal thing is that could really, it could get broad. As long as I'm comfortable speaking about it, I'll speak on it. And there's not too much that really makes me uncomfortable. But I feel like I'll say a lot. And I had, like, a really good conversation with my mom. My mom's like, well, if you want to do podcasting, like, you can't say a whole bunch of we can't have a whole bunch of pauses. And I'm like, that is true, but I do it a lot anyway. So until I can get better at not doing that, you guys just bear with me. My editing skills will get a lot better. I promise you guys, we'll get somewhere. But for starters, I am not from Michigan. People want to have a debate with me a lot about this, like whether where you're from is like, or I mean, where you're born is where you're from. And in my opinion, like, I was born in Michigan, but I don't feel from Michigan. Like, I don't know. Like, I'll argue with this subject about this for, like, forever. Because, in my opinion, I was born in Michigan, but I don't really feel from Michigan. Like, I moved to North Carolina at a very young age. I moved to North Carolina around 2-3 years old. So I was only living in Michigan for a good 3 years of my life. And I spent majority of my life living in North Carolina. And a big bulk of that time being in North Carolina, I was pretty much raised in Charlotte. So I spent a lot of my growing time in North Carolina, definitely a lot of my teenage years in Charlotte. I eventually moved and relocated to Cleveland, Ohio, where I spent some time there. I only really lived in Cleveland for, I'll say like 3 years. I tend to do things in like threes and twos, but my favorite number is two. Fun fact, actually, that's my favorite number. And my favorite, that's like my favorite single digit number. My favorite, like, bigger number, bigger than like two, one. My favorite, like, two digit number is 20. So, like, I have a thing with twos and zeros. And my favorite big number is actually 1220, which was really funny because my son ended up being born 12/20/2013. So, I think that was really ironic how that happened. But I stayed in Cleveland for about 3 or 4 years, and then I moved to New York. And I've been in New York for a good 2-3 years now. So, and I'll probably be in New York for a little bit longer. I stay here currently in New York with my wife and my son. That's my family. My parents stay in other states. I moved to New York to be with my fiance. So you're gonna hear me do that a lot. I bounce between fiance and wife. She is my fiance, but she is my wife nonetheless. So doesn't really matter. Y'all get the gist of it, especially the people who know us for real, like. Yeah, I know that's my baby regardless. So, doesn't really matter. You know, she's mine. Like, yeah. So, with that being said, that's basically a long list of the places I've lived. Like, my life is interesting, but it's not that interesting. People like to talk up my life like it's really all that great, but and interesting, but I don't know. I feel like a lot of my things just come from on the spot kind of ordeals. But the purpose, and I feel like that's too like blunt on the head. I am not a very serious type person, but the purpose behind my podcast is because I like to talk. If I just be real, I'm gonna be real. I like to talk. A girl can talk all day, and I'm pretty sure I got that from my father and my mother. Like, they are both very big talkers, seriously. And I like to talk too, and I'll be having a lot to talk about until I get on like the spot. Then I'm just like, I forget everything. But that's how I feel about my podcast. Like, I don't be having a lot to talk about. But I feel like my podcast is me overcoming that, because I do this thing where I get like a little weird about stuff because I'm like, I don't think I could do it. So like my whole thing for the last 2 years is putting myself in uncomfortable positions, doing things that aren't necessarily within my comfort zone. And this is definitely one of those things that aren't in my comfort zone. And whether I continue to do this for a long time or I don't, I'm happy that I tried, because this is really not something that I just do. I do enjoy talking and everything, but I'm not used to trying to talk to an audience and everything. So this is really different for me. So I hope that, you know, going on forward with this, like, you guys enjoy my conversation, because I actually really enjoy talking to you people. Like, I've only been doing this for a solid 8 minutes, and you know, like, I'm having fun, so I feel like we can go somewhere. One of the things that I like to do is I like to exercise, even though I don't. Like, me and exercise, like, have such a, like, love-hate relationship, because I will complain up until the moment that I have to do it. Like, I really don't want to do this. Like, I think I'm just going to sit here and he'll eat a whole bunch of snacks. Like, that's what I think I'm going to do. I'm going to just do it. I'm going to get fat. I don't care. I'm going to get fat. Not that there's anything wrong with being fat. There's not. I'm, my career needs me to be as fit as possible. So, me getting fat is just not something I could do. But I just think about it. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get fat. I'm going to be a Peter, like, you know, my wife's gonna be Lois, and that's how that's gonna be. But I do enjoy working out. Like, once I can finally get into the swing of it, like, I'm just going, I'm in it, I'm having fun to an extent. I'm still crying while I'm doing it. I'm like, this is so much fun, you know. And I always feel really good after I'm done working out. And then I take my little protein shake. And, you know, it's not even a shake. Actually, like, I don't know for anybody out there, but I like the protein shakes. Like, the milky ones, like the chocolate one and the vanilla one kind of ordeal. But I don't really like drinking them. So I did a little search and I found out that they have like juice type ones that are like more like citrusy or fruit flavored, I guess. Fruit flavored protein shakes that you can take. And I personally like those a lot better. I wish I could tell you the one that I have been using right now. It's like Isotope or something like that. I don't want to give you guys the wrong name. But that one, I have that one. And it's like a lemon lime flavor. I don't know how I'm going to do podcasting. I can't even freaking speak. Like, yo, that, oh my gosh. Anyway, it's like a fruit flavor. It has the like lemon lime type ordeal. And it tastes really good. Like, I mean, it's not the best. I mean, you know, Arizona, but it tastes good for like a protein shake and what they have in it. And I take that. And it's really good. I'm really like bulking up over here. Like, I'm getting brawling, bro. Like, I'll be hitting the gym, dude. Like, I really, and I like it. It's cool. You know what I mean? I recently lost 34 pounds. Don't ask me how long it took me to do it. I really didn't keep track. Like, this was not something I really set out to do on purpose. Like, I did, but I didn't. Like, I'm the type of person, if I try to make it into a whole hoopla about it, like, it just kind of makes me not want to do it. So I just was kind of like in the back of my head, you know, I'm gonna start dieting and exercising more. And I just did it. And I made it into a lifestyle. And I'm really trying to figure out how to put that mindset into like a class kind of thing. So I could teach other people how to do it, because once I started doing it and then I started realizing that I was doing it and I was getting good results from it and people were starting to notice, it was just like, oh wow, like I'm actually doing this. Like, I'm actually like living a healthier life, and I started really making it into a lifestyle, and it comes so easily and natural now. I really want that for other people. I think that's really cool, because working out and eating and being healthy is not really something that a lot of people do. And I didn't really think that was a common thing. I really thought people at least get a good amount of exercise within a week, but some people don't do any exercise, and that's like concerning. Because I know for African Americans, like high blood pressure, diabetes, and all those kind of things, they're very common amongst us. And for us to not do things to prevent those things a lot more, like, you would think you would see a lot of African-American people exercising more and making sure that they're eating right. But I do understand also in that same breath, that's why it's so messed up, and that's why life kind of sucks sometimes. But, because, you know, those people, they end up working a lot. Some people work 2-3 jobs. So it's like, they don't have time to work out. They don't have time to think about eating healthy stuff, because it's like, by that time, they're exhausted. So they just kind of throw something, you know, in their bellies just to be full, you know, because they're still hungry. But, you know, they just eat whatever's quickest, wherever's more convenient. You know, McDonald's open 24 hours and it's on the way home for work. So that's a lot easier than me going home and cooking me some, like, you know, some grilled chicken or something with some vegetables that's healthier. And yeah, especially if you have kids. Oh, gosh, dang near forget it if you have kids. But that's why I'm here to tell you guys it's not impossible. And, you know, one day I'm going to figure out how to explain that to you guys. And say you guys, but I guess more so to the people who need it. So, that's one of my passions. Like, my other passion is definitely, like, women empowerment. I really do love that stuff. Like, it's a weird thing for me, because women, Oh, I love us because we're so strong. We could be so strong, but then again, in that same sentence, y'all could be so petty when it comes to other women. Like, I see men, you know, they do their stuff when it comes to other people's, you know, some men could be messy and everything. But for the most part, I don't see men fight as much as I see women fight. I'll see a man and a woman fight more than I'll see just two men fighting. Like, I don't know. Maybe that's just me. Let me know. Is that just me? I feel like women are fight the most. Well, they definitely talk about each other the most. So, like, us women could be very mean to each other. Because I notice, you know, there's a big, you know, beauty hippo in the room when it comes to beauty and how people look at beauty. And I feel like when it comes to things about women, sometimes women be the first one to jump on it and tell that girl that she's ugly or that what she got on don't, like, what, how she wants to carry herself is not right. And they be the first people to talk junk. I just be like, how? Like, don't you want to support each other? That's where women empowerment comes from. Like, getting other women to be more supportive of each other. You know what I mean? Like, we all out here doing this stuff together. I don't see why we gotta be against each other. You know, we all, you know, I think I want all the good women to eat. You know what I mean? Yeah, eat from the table. I don't know what I'm talking about. I mean, I'm talking about, like, you know, getting money. Getting money. You know, I want everybody to get money. So, that's, like, something I'm really into. That's really into. I gave you guys one hobby of mine and gave you guys, like, one of my passions. So, I'm trying to think about something else. Again, this is where the, like, pre-planning comes from. Which, I'll get into it. But, you know, I've been telling myself that I want to do this podcast. And I kept finding reasons not to do this podcast. And it wasn't even, like, legit reasons as to why I don't want to do that podcast. It was just things, reasons that I did to put off this first episode that was supposed to have been made. And I really need to get myself on a schedule. But again, I'm scared because I'm like, I ain't going to stick to that. So then I'm like, just trying to find a happy medium. And I will, but we're going to get there. But, I mean, my podcast, Pretty Imperfections, don't ask me why. It came to me and my wife thought it was cute. And I thought it was cute too. So I went with it. I went with it. Pretty Imperfections. I love that name. I really do. And I hope you guys love it. With that being said, I'm trying to think of a name for my followers. Like, what am I going to name my followers? Not like I'm really big right now anyway, but I feel like having a name for my followers is important. Like, if it makes, you know, it's a sense of, like, togetherness when you do that. Like, oh, I'm part of this gang. Like, you know, not even a gang. Ooh, not a gang. We not a gang. I don't know. What is the definition of a gang? Really? Because, I mean, when I think of a definition versus the reality of what they call it, I don't know. Like, do they match up? Like, is a gang really, like, a gang? Or is it a gang? Like, a gang. If that makes sense. That probably don't make no sense. That's okay. But I came up with some ideas. I thought, like, the Pip Gang, you know what I mean? Not a gang, but that's why I was like, nah, I don't think I want to go with that, because they're going to think we rob people or something. And so I thought about the P-Hive, but then I'm thinking, like, that sounds wrong altogether, because the P-Hive, like, it just don't sound good. So I thought about Pretty Crew. Like, my pretty people crew. But, you know, then I want men in here, too. Like, I want men to be able to join, you know, feel like they're part of the gang, which is not a gang. I don't know why I keep calling it a gang. Y'all, I need help. But, you know, I'm still trying to think about what I should name y'all. So, you know, let us just know. If you don't have me on social media already, I don't know what you're doing with life. I mean, what are you doing with your life? Go follow me on Instagram at BEAUTIFED_LOVIN_LOVIN. That is my IG, and my Facebook page is Von Shay Ogburn. If you don't know how to spell my name, shame on you. But my Facebook name is Von Shay, VonShe Ogburn. And yeah, you should follow me on Facebook. And give me y'all's ideas. And I say y'all, didn't I say I was from North Carolina? That's how we speak down there. So y'all send me in what y'all think I should name you guys as my followers, because I feel like it's important for you guys to have a name. Like, this our podcast. I mean, this is my podcast, like, but it's our podcast. Like, I need y'all help to be able to, you know, get somewhere with this. So we're gonna come up with a name for you guys. And I'm going to make it my business to come back and talk to you guys more often. I don't know. I think I might call y'all, I mean, I might call, like, my Facebook page the playground or something. I don't know, because, like, I feel like this is what it is. It's like playground talk, you know, and me just talking amongst my friends kind of idea. I don't know. Tell me what y'all think this podcast is like. Like, what does it remind you of when you hear my voice? When you hear my voice. You know, let me know. Really, that's it. I am so terrible at this. But it's okay. Say it with me, you guys. It is okay. We gonna get there. You know what I'm saying? You know, this is your host, Von Shay Ogburn. And we done for tonight. It is nighttime. It is currently 10:17. I need to go to bed. So, y'all have a good night. Peace out.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.